This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to My Favorite Murder Minisode number
16.
That's right, Georgia. 16.
What did you do for your 16th birthday?
Oh, my mom threw me a surprise party. That was actually fun.
That's cute.
And then we were at my house, and then a bunch of people from my school, and then we all watched Friday the 13th that night.
That sounds amazing.
Turned the lights out, watched a scary movie.
I've never known anyone who has been like, and it was a surprise, or I was like, I planned my surprise party, or I pretended that I didn't know about it.
No, my mom was so good that she faked a fight beforehand, so I didn't even suspect.
I can't do that.
There was any possibility. It was like this thing of like, at one point I was like, well, I just would like to make a plan of some kind. And she was like, well, I wish you weren't so selfish. And like this thing where I was like, whoa, that was weird. Like yeah. It kind of made me uncomfortable. I was like,
this isn't.
We're now in a weird area where
and
you've never
birthday.
Attacked me before. And then she did it for the setup where I really wouldn't expect anything when I got home.
I threw Allie a surprise party a couple of years ago and like, I'm so bad at secrets. Like, I just don't have any. Clearly, I've told everything in my life on a podcast. So, like, I couldn't see her before it. And so she.
Or you'd give it away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she spent her entire birthday alone and got really depressed.
Oh, no.
And no one would go out. Like, no one was like, do you want to go to lunch? Because everyone was like, yeah, we're going to see her tonight at the surprise party. And she got, like, super depressed.
Oh, no. It was like she felt like she's being iced out.
Yeah. But really, I was like, no, I'm throwing you a big surprise party with all your friends. And then. We were pretending to go to dinner, a couple of the girls. And so we were like hiding in the driveway to like surprise her when they pulled up, and the car pulled up, and we had like silly string and all these poppers, and we attacked the car, and it wasn't her.
No.
It was my neighbor.
Oh, no.
And she was so freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, I bet she was.
So I'm real good at stuff.
Silly string.
Yay. Yeah, right. And she had a dog in her car. The dog was like losing its mind. Anyway.
That's hilarious. Yeah. But then was it a good surprise once it was the real surprise?
She cried. Good. She cried.
Thank God. That's all you want.
Yep.
You need real tears and you know you did a good job.
You know? 16. Anyways, this has been the Birthday Party Podcast.
Anyways. Please email us with your 16-year-old memories. Who doesn't want to hear about those? I bored myself one sentence into my own recounting.
I loved it. I think it's sweet because you have like, it's like a sweet memory of your mom and like a nice thing she did. And like,
it's also that thing. Well, here's what I really remember that I wasn't saying is I was wearing this two-piece esprit, like blazer pantsuit thing because I had a speech meet that day. That was,
I don't know what that is.
I wish I could find esprit, the brand esprit.
No, a speech meet.
Oh, a speech meet is like when you go, don't make me explain it. Okay. It's for nerds.
Okay.
It's basically like drama department when you don't have a drama department. Okay. So you go do like a humorous interpretation or like dramatic debate. Interpretation. Exactly.
Okay.
It's like a more artistic debate.
Esprit.
So
I can't picture you in anything but full goth.
Dude, the reason I wear my no patterns, no colors is because I would do things in high school that I'm still cringing over to this day. And this is esprit, two-piece, white with black and peach colored triangles all over it. Like, I looked like I was like the saxophone player in like a bad band. It was
so
rough.
When you said Barbara from Stranger Things cosplayed as a receptionist, an 80s receptionist, it's because you knew what you were talking about.
I knew exactly what I was talking about.
Wow.
And that was like earlier 80s, but yeah. I was later 80s where everybody was feeling it, where it's like everyone was trying to look like Pat Benatar in that video where she escapes to go be a dancer.
Yeah.
A paid dancer.
Right.
In a dancing with men club. So everything's torn. Like I had a lot of outfits that I tried to make it look like people were grabbing my clothes as I ran out of a,
You were being actively assaulted.
Yes.
All the time.
Shred, shred, shred. And then, oh, I guess I'm here at the dance.
Look at me, my hair, a fumble.
Oh my.
A fumble. I made that up just now.
A fumble.
That's my new word.
I love it.
Yeah. You know who my style icon was, even though I didn't, was Kelly Bundy.
Oh yeah.
Was she?
So some nice bicycle pants.
Yeah. Like tight, you know. Anyway. Sure. Boring. Go on.
No, I love it.
Or, go. Yeah, go.
You don't want to, you can't even visit it, right?
I'm going to go to a bunch of shit, like boring things that nobody knows about.
And like that are movies. Also painful.
And that are painful.
Let's talk about the hair really quick.
Okay.
Your hair at that time.
At 16?
At Kelly Bundy time.
So 16.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say 16. Well, I was going to rave, so I crimped my pigtails. Yeah. And then I sprayed the shit out of it with body glitter.
Oh.
So.
Even to like, this is a day look? This is going to school or nighttime?
Yeah, probably day look too. Because I wanted to be like, nobody better fuck with me.
Yeah, you know that's right. I mean? That's how you show them is glitter.
Yeah, like, look what I do on the weekends. I'll not kill hang you. Out with you idiots. And fucking keggers and shit. Bye.
No way.
I go to raves. Yeah.
Crimping.
I mean, there's photos out there. Crimped pigtails.
Crimped is that's massive.
Yeah.
Were they long pigtails or short, little shorty ones?
Then they were long.
Yeah.
So I crimped the shit out of them. Sprayed the fucking hell out of them with glitter.
If you went to school Georgia and you have a picture of those crimped pigtails, we will pay up to $50 for you to post them on social media.
I'll do it myself.
Okay, go.
Give me $50.
No.
My sister's like going through her photos right now.
Finally, that money.
I have no money. Should we read a hometown murder?
I think we should. That's
keep going.
The point.
No, let's keep going.
Let's not go. Let's never go back.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go?
You want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
I have the paper in my hand.
Okay.
This first one is from Claire. It's from last March. And it says, the subject line is just my hometown murder. So this is a person that's just about the basics.
She's like, no bullshit.
Here, I'm doing what you asked me to do.
Yeah.
Claire says. Yeah. Hi ladies, absolutely love the podcast. Although I listened to the current episode before bed last night, so had no sleep.
Oh, that's good. I thought she was gonna be like, so you guys need to stop being stupid idiots.
It would be kind of great to start one of these with just a list of criticisms, go into a hometown.
Steven would never give us those because we know he would fall apart.
Oh, that's right. These are all pre-read.
Yeah, Steven's like, delete.
Too fragile. I just wanted to share with you guys my hometown murder. Smiley face, typing smiley face.
Aw, Claire. Claire. I like her. She's like your friend that you can go to no matter what.
That's right. Claire. I live in little old New Zealand.
Aww.
Claire. And one of the most famous and what the fuck murders has to be the Crewe family, C-R-E-W-E, murders in 1970. Harvey and Jeanette Crewe were farmers who were shot dead in their home, then dumped in a river at a spot called Devil's Elbow.
Why take them away from... Why just not leave them?
Well, they needed to be...
dumped.
They needed to be.
Yeah.
For there must have been some kind of...
Sure.
And weighed down with a car axle.
Fuck.
Why that?
Dude, because it's someone they know.
They want to hide the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But want to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
It actually says weird bit, question mark. They had an 18-month-old daughter, Rochelle, who was alive in the house and was found about 5 days after the murders. Someone had been going in and feeding and changing her diaper the whole time.
What in the fucking fuck?
What in the fuck?
All of the fucks.
Here's my immediate theory.
Yeah.
They didn't mean to have to shoot them. That's why they hid the bodies, they thought, was by weighing them down in a river.
Right.
But they weren't going to kill that baby, which means, like, to support my accidental theory of, like, maybe burglars that were trying to get drug money or something.
Yeah, or they knew
too
much.
And then one of the people wanted to leave that baby, and the other person, like, we can't leave the baby.
And maybe one of them was, like, said to their girlfriend, hey, like, this family needs our help. Like, just... And, like, so the person who was changing the baby and feeding the baby didn't even know that they were dead. Like, just thought I was supposed to come in and do this.
Oh, they're just, like, an outside hire?
Yeah.
Just, like, could you do me a favor?
Yeah, they're gonna be gone during the day, which, like, you could do when you're in the 70s. You leave your fucking baby for a little while. They just need someone to come in once a day and feed the baby and change the diaper.
My baby's going to hang out
do not.
By herself this week.
Right.
because she's got some stuff to do, but I have to go to work.
Whatever you do, don't open the blood-soaked pantry.
Yeah.
But just otherwise,
swing by, yeah. change that diaper.
Like, if you're hungry, have a snack out of the fridge.
Hang out with Rochelle if you want to.
Yeah, no biggie.
All right, there's more.
Okay.
Arthur Allen Thomas was convicted of the murders twice before being acquitted after serving 9 years.
What?
It turns out the police had planted the evidence. Nobody else had been charged, but there are whispers that Jeanette's father had something to do with it.
Her own dad?
That's weird. My mom has a laundry, which would make sense
yes,
if it's the grandfather.
Why he would fucking take care of the grandchild.
But then why don't you just take that baby?
Because then it would be. Yeah.
My mom has a laundry basket weaved by Arthur Allen Thomas.
Oh, dear.
When he was, well, while he was in prison, because, you know, she is just as weird as me. Little old New Zealand, we don't have many murders, but when we do them properly. Claire.
Properly.
Claire.
Claire, we're coming to New Zealand.
Claire,
we're staying with you.
I just picture Claire spinning in on like a grassy hill right
like
now.
Like a beautiful fabric, like flowery dress. But it's like a yeah. sensible dress.
Yeah.
It's not like a fussy dress.
No, no, no. It's something she can walk around in, maybe yeah. run if need be.
Yeah, she's just trying to look feminine, but she doesn't want to be like, you know, fussy.
Right. She's not going to be like, look at me.
Yeah. It's just like, well, I'm wearing a dress.
On a hill.
Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So thanks, you want to hear there. Papa and the Ho.
What?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they wrote Papa. What's P-A-P-A-W? Papa.
Papa. Yeah.
And the quote Ho.
H-O.
But here's what I have a problem with.
Okay.
When you mean Ho, but maybe he does mean Ho. Yep. I see the word yard in this. I haven't read it. And the quote Ho, H-O-E. Everyone should know that if you mean like a bitch and a hoe, like you mean H-O, not like H-O-E.
Yes. And if you mean ho, 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 like Santa Claus?
H-O.
H-O.
The H-O-E
like ho.
Is like a garden tool, which I think is about to happen.
Okay.
Us. Okay.
Pawpaw and the hoe.
Quote ho. So I was sitting at the bar drinking a beverage, and in popped my head was the memory of how my papa, aka grandfather, all caps, murdered his best friend.
No.
Yep. So our family has a farm just outside of Dallas, Texas. Fucking first mm-hmm, problem.
Man. That's right.
When I was a teenager, we traveled around a lot. So my grandfather and his friend, quote, Sarge, ran the farm. Oh, his friend, Sarge.
Uh-huh.
Sarge is one of those weathery, old, skinny old preserved in whiskey kind of guys with a heart of gold. I love Aww. Him. I remember his trailer being covered in bottle caps and cigarette butts, but he also made us a cute playhouse and painted pink flowers on it so he was a softy at heart. So a little background on their friendship, they bickered a lot just about any little thing. One I was sandwiched in, and once I was sandwiched in an old pickup truck between them bickering about a septic tank. How's he do? However, they were friends forever, so nothing really got too fighty. So fast forward a few years, and we get a call. Quote, Sarge is dead. My dad asked what happened, and my grandfather said it was an accident.
Oh.
My dad immediately flew back home to find out what happened, and as it turns out, the two old pals were bickering once again. For some reason, Sarge got out of the car, and then, boom, my grandfather ran him over, and now he's dead.
What? He snapped?
Yeah. Realizing what had happened, my grandfather ran to the neighbor's yard and claimed Sarge had come at him with a hoe.
Oh.
The neighbors came over and saw dead Sarge, but surprise, surprise, no hoe. I don't know when he was able to get this by them, but by the time the police came, a hoe miraculously appeared next to Sarge.
Sure.
My grandfather was never charged, and I had to continue living life like it had never happened, which I always felt weird about because I was hugging a murderer every Christmas and Thanksgiving. My dad and all his friends did a really cool Viking-style send-off for Sarge, set his trailer on fire, and watched it burn while drinking a few shots in his honor.
Oh,
Karen,
shit.
Write this. Steven, write this down. This is how I want to go.
Oh, use that one pen.
Light this apartment on fire, please.
But wait, was Sarge inside the trailer? Because that's the real Viking pyre.
Not clear.
Okay. That'd be intense.
I mean, is that legal?
I don't think so.
I think you have to have a permit to like dispose of a body.
You definitely have to talk to the city
I mean, if they weren't going to fucking convict this grandfather, they were also like, well, but also.
I mean, here's what I love. She doesn't give him the benefit of the doubt at all.
No.
It's just like he did it.
Like a hoe appeared. It wasn't like. So maybe the neighbors were like, yeah, there was never a hoe.
What if it rolled off to the side?
I would have got stuck in the grill of the truck that he had just hit him. Like, you know, it's like a hoe versus a truck.
I mean, you just got to take care of business, though. If someone's coming at you with a hoe, just get into a vehicle.
Yeah, smash.
You got to.
Do you ever wonder, like, this makes me think about those, like, those couples you see that bicker all the time. You're like, oh, they're just, you know, they do this and it's cute and back and forth. And then one of them killed, like, not this happened to me, but like, you, like, if one of them killed the other one, it wouldn't be as, like, charmingly bickery.
No, that's where the charm would end.
I don't think, how awkward is it when, like, a couple, you know, is, like, bickering, like, cutely, but you're like,
I never think it's cute.
No.
Well, you know what? My parents,
they think it's cute.
They, well, do they? Or can they just not help it?
I think they can't show love to each other in public because it creeps them out.
Either go that on. Or they don't love each other that much and they want to get out, but they can't figure out how to and they feel stuck and they blame the other person for their stuckness.
My God.
Oh, no. No, I have not been through that.
Did you? I didn't want to ask. Did you guys do that, you and your ex?
No, no, never.
Okay,
we did. We were not.
You would understand that would what it, like, that's what it would mean.
I've had dated guys where we fought a lot, but I think that was just when I was still drinking, and I thought I really like fighting, and I think it's funny.
So much fun.
It's fun, and it's like a way to engage and get a very intense direct attention.
Especially when it's not fighting, it's just like this cool argument of like who do you think did it? And it's like, who killed who? And you're like, no, because this, it's like, not, I'm not calling you a stupid fucking idiot. I'm just like having fun. It's debate. It's debate.
It's the difference between bickering and debate. Because there's, to me, bickering is like, you can't do anything right, and the person has to say it out loud in front of other
people.
And
you make them feel stupid. Both of you are trying to make the other,
that's the worst,
look and feel stupid.
You know the intent. Like when you're on couples who just kind of don't like each other, no fun.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, it's not cool.
I love it. Okay. should I finish?
Well, what we were is this something podcast? Else.
I don't know. We were going to go on.
What are we doing?
Where are we? What's happening? We've moved apartments. Why are we still doing this? Like, we could be done.
We're like out of our element. We're in a brand new spot.
Yeah. I haven't painted everything fucking seafoam green yet.
That's right. So we just don't know.
It feels off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, shots in his honor. That's when my home, that, well, that's my hometown murder. I hope you guys enjoy. P.S. Uh-oh. Shout out to Steven. He was one of the first people I met when I moved to the U.S. over from New Zealand.
Steven.
I couch surf with this girl I met. This girl met him at a party and moved, and had a bond over Kiwiland, and now murder ever since. Do you remember Steven?
I do. Cool. And also I studied abroad in New Zealand, so I'm very partial to like Kiwi murders because it's such a empty country where, like,
quaint as fuck.
Yeah, it's quaint as, and it's like the country's bigger than California but has less than, I think, 6 million people.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Which is like LA has like 12 million
yeah
people.
Is it really like charming and cute?
Yeah,
my sister went there once.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's beautiful and there's no people there, so it's great.
Karen,
that's amazing.
Steven, let's move there now.
I like this idea that Steven would pick a hometown murder that then would draw something out of Steven that we get to learn. Like, well, I would have never known.
No,
certainly would never have asked. Then we get to know it. Good call, Steven.
Everyone should be a little bit about you. I don't think this is is buried so deep though that I don't think you would have done that on purpose.
No, let's pretend everyone's about him, and then so we're gonna turn everyone and then be like, what is it, Steven?
Steven's like, well, I want you to call me Sarge from now on.
Oh, people are going to do that.
I mean, they better. Steven Sarge Ray Morris from now on.
Sarge Ray Morris.
Wait, please note I stayed sexy and didn't get murdered, even though I put myself in a potentially high-risk, murdery couch surfing situation and came out of it a lovely Hitler-mustached friend.
Nice. That's right.
Clearly, he didn't want. Can't wait to see you guys in Austin. Is it Ansonia?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Did I say that right?
Ansonia?
Ansonia. That's
well
a
done.
Beautiful name. She sent that recently. Okay. Good job, you guys.
Love it. That was good.
Thank you.
Ansonia. Let's see. Where's the other one I did? Here it is. Again, my hometown murder. Just the basics.
You know what? Sometimes you don't need a fucking frill.
Yeah. Maybe that's how we're going to be for 2017 and we don't even know it.
You know what this is? It's not putting a fucking parsley garnish on it. You're just like, here's my fucking dish.
Yeah, I don't need to slice up oranges for you.
No, you don't need, you're not going to eat it. We all know you don't fucking eat it.
That's right. You always push it off and put it on the table anyway.
Because you know why? There's fingers all over, like, have been touching it.
It's fingers. And also, I'm eating scrambled eggs. I don't want orange in it.
Nobody does. All except your, like, your dad, your old dad.
Your weird old dad.
Yeah.
If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, and June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman, on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens, and don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out, you never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android. Goodbye.
Georgia, have you ever been blown away by the most simple dish at a restaurant, like perfectly scrambled eggs?
Oh my God, yes, Karen. And then all I want to do is make that dish at home and eat it every day.
Well, you probably could, as long as you have the chef's secret ingredient, Made In cookware.
Made In was created to bring restaurant quality performance kitchenware to home chefs around the world.
For years, they've built their business by supplying restaurants and top chefs with high-end cookware. Some of Tom Colicchio's most treasured dishes at his restaurant Craft are made in Made In.
Whether you're cooking for professional critics or just the critics you live with, your meals will benefit from the quality of Made In products.
Like their carbon steel cookware, it combines the best of both cast iron and stainless steel clad, so it's rugged enough for grills or an open flame. It's the MVP of summer cookouts and cook-ins. What I really love about Made In cookware is that it actually makes something like having a Memorial Day barbecue much more convenient, because you can keep everything on the grill. If you need to throw, say, a pan of garlic up on the top while you're grilling your steaks on the bottom, it's strong enough, durable enough to do that.
If you want to take your cooking to the next level, remember what so many great dishes have in common. They're all Made In, Made In.
Save up to 25% this Memorial Day from May 18th through May 27th when you visit madeincookware.com.
That's M-A-D-E-I-N cookware.com. Goodbye.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use, and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye.
Hi, Karen and Georgia. I'm happy to share the story of my favorite hometown murder. It's a weird one. It took place in 1999 in Jackson, Michigan. I just like the start. I'm happy to share my story.
Aww.
Aren't we all?
He's like, I've been waiting since 1999 to share my story.
Check your fucking email. A guy named Kip ran a restaurant called Kip's Tacos.
All of it. That's it. Let's go to the next one. Oh my God. If the taco meat was a body, I would cry.
Anytime we laugh like this at the top, it turns on us.
Yeah,
so
like,
hard.
Oh, that's depressing.
Just the name Kip's Tacos is like something I would make up and try to put into a script. I'm just saying. It's a really like
this whole podcast is something you'd put in a script and be like, just kidding.
It kind of is. But Kip's Tacos is like, what's a whiter name than Kip? Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, so Kip made the tacos?
Yeah, don't go get Kip's Tacos.
So Kip cut up hot dogs and some Velveeta and stuck it in an old shell.
Kip made tacos twice at like a cookout and everyone's like, yeah, Kip, you should open a taco place. And I was like, all right. And
open okay, a taco fine. Place.
Yeah.
It's either that or be an accountant.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. We're going to regret saying all of that.
I know.
A guy named Kip ran a restaurant called Kip's Tacos with his wife, Patricia. One day he apparently looked up at her, thought she was the devil.
Oh, dear.
And beat her to death with a pipe.
Whoa.
See? That's not funny.
Out of nowhere.
Then he chopped up the old girl.
Did he cook her?
Then he chopped up the body and cooked parts of it in the restaurant's kitchen.
Yep.
See, Kip's tacos are not funny anymore.
Were we wrong?
No, that's
were we wrong
kind
to not eat at a place called Kip's Tacos?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to go with like, if it's a taco place, how many people of Latin descent are inside of that place? Yeah. That's where you go.
And don't give me like, well, tacos are Americanized now. It's like, well, no. You don't got to do that.
No way. I don't remember there being any evidence that he ate her, and luckily no one else did either. That's really good news. Mm-hmm. The restaurant was closed at the time because Kip was recovering from brain surgery.
Oh my God.
He'd had a major blood clot removed a week or so before the murder.
They fucked with his brain.
The police caught him 2 days later when he was spotted leaving his wife's severed head in a box on the neighbor's porch.
They fucking pokey-poked out some fucking major part of that thing.
At the original trial, his defense claimed temporary insanity caused by the brain surgery.
Yeah.
I buy it too. The jury didn't buy it.
Well,
he literally says that the next line. The jury didn't buy it.
Well, Karen in Georgia.
He was convicted of murder. Not laughing at that. Many years later, he appealed with a new defense of, what do you think it might have been?
Brain problems.
No, it's not brain. It's something else.
Taco crazy.
What's taco related that could make you maybe a little crazy, but also is stupid defense?
Tortilla. I don't know. What?
Marijuana induced psychosis.
What's that to do with tacos?
It's so stupid. I don't know.
Oh, because you eat a lot of tacos when you're high.
I'm not sure.
Marijuana induced, that's not a thing.
He tried.
Dude, go with the fucking, you just had brain surgery.
The brain surgery.
Like, everyone who smokes pot is like chill as fuck.
They will not kill.
No.
They will eat your tacos.
Sure.
That's all.
Yeah.
So it's many years later, he appealed with a new defense of marijuana induced psychosis.
No, he never
got a new trial and remains in prison. Kip's Tacos sat vacant for several years after the murder, I would imagine. Eventually, the building was sold and the new owners auctioned off the equipment. Not sure how that's ethical
now
or legal.
Steve's Tacos.
It's now called Chip's Tacos.
Chip's Tacos. At least that's like, you can get some chips. You get free chips with it. You know what I mean? Well, and also, yes. What kind of fucking... Have you been to these places that like charge for chips and salsa? Don't come at me.
Yes.
Absorb it into the price of the tacos.
Here's the thing.
What?
If it's absorbed in, they'll give you like 11 chips.
Oh.
But if you say, I'm fine paying, they will give you
400.
4,000. Yes. It's like, I've had like an entire bag full. I was like, I just wanted to decide to make sure that I kind of got to eat a couple chips too many.
Like in between and like to clean up the taco.
Get some of that salsa
shavings.
Bar or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, no, you can eat chips for like 2 weeks
and
if you pay $1.25.
And you'll do it.
And you will do it.
You know, my grandma used to make me go get her, you know, those like wonton crackers they have at like good Chinese places that you get before the food comes and you dip them in like sweet and sour and mustard. Like
yes.
I'd get her those just for Hanukkah, like a bag of those because she was so stoked on that.
You mean like a big full bag?
Yeah. I go there and I'd be like, can I get? And then like, they loved her there and they were like, yeah, it'll cost $1. And I'm like, great. Give me 8 of them and like, just bring them home for her.
That's a really good, that's such
a
treat because you would never have it, but they would withstand the journey.
Yeah.
Those would be good for days.
They were great. We had her, her funeral party.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
A wake.
Foo's Palace, everyone. And if you're in LA, best fucking Chinese food.
Foo's Palace?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I've never heard of that.
Pico and Robertson's like an old school Chinese place. It's amazing.
I once made my friend for his birthday because he really loved bacon. This was back before bacon was like a trend and people talked about it on fucking Tumblr all the time.
Right.
I made him a bag of bacon. So it was just like, I just made like, I think two packages of bacon and stuck it in a brown bag. And I was like, happy birthday.
And he was so like, no one had gotten him that before.
It was, he was stoked. It was exactly what he wanted.
That's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you. Me too. I was very proud of that gift and how happy it made him.
What I should like request from you.
Oh, I will observe your behaviors and I will give you a thing that you don't realize you want a bag of.
Bag of cats. thank you.
Okay.
Vince hated you from then on. Okay. Okay. One more. All right. I was friends with my hometown murderer.
Ooh.
Hi, Karen and Georgia. I just started listening to your podcast recently at the suggestion of my sister.
Sisters.
Every time. Sisters are doing it for for each other. And I love it. I think that you ladies are too funny. I did a spit take while listening to your first episode when the phrase, quote, murder cuttlefish was used.
What?
That had to be you because I don't know what that
I have no
is.
Idea what that meant.
My hometown murder story is about a friend that I had throughout elementary and junior high. The entirety of these events took place in my hometown of Calgary, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty good friends with this girl, particularly in 7th and 8th grade. Her name is Shelby Herchak. She and I had several classes together. I'm assuming she's the murderer if she gave me her name, or the deceased.
Yes.
Several classes together, shared many sleepovers. We lived somewhat close and saw each other quite often. We ended up going to different high schools and quickly fell out of touch. In 2010, when Shelby was 18, she had a baby.
Ooh.
A little less than a month after giving birth, Shelby killed her baby.
No, yeah. Shelby.
She had gone out to a club that evening and gotten pretty drunk for someone who recently gave birth. Initially, do you get drunker when you give birth? I guess you have a hot lower tolerance because you haven't had a drink ideally in 9 months.
Although it's a whole month later.
I just don't know.
I feel like I 3 days later, I'd be like, all right, let's clear all this out. Although, no, actually, because you have to, I think you can't drink that much because of nursing, right?
Well, you can still pump, and I don't think that affects.
We have no idea.
I mean,
what we're
I'm never. I I'm mean, this thing is sewn up. No. Like, it's not fucking happening.
Like Annie Sprinkle, you just sewed that thing up.
Yeah, just like later days to my womb. Killer baby. Gotten pretty drunk for some. Initially, she posted on Facebook that her son had a seizure and died naturally, which is why you don't post these things on Facebook.
You don't have to explain to Facebook anything,
yeah,
ever.
You just don't have to even
remember that, please.
Yeah, everyone. A couple days later, she was arrested. The doctors who examined the baby determined that he had died of blunt force trauma and that he was also recovering from a previous head injury.
Okay, so she was not handling it.
Monster. In court, she claimed that a friend's dog had knocked the baby a few weeks prior. Mm-mm. The court had none of her shenanigans and gave her 5.5 years in prison for manslaughter, even though she never gave a proper confession.
I will say this. If you hurt your child and you go to jail as a woman, your life is living hell. It's like I hear on par with how they do what they do to pedophiles.
Yeah.
In women's prison, if they know that you,
like, that's the lowest of the low.
It's the lowest of the low. They make your life hell.
Good.
I mean, I know that, you know.
I know.
A little justice.
Yes.
Things like that are like,
there's, you know, there's what's it called? There's like a pecking order, and these horrible people, rightfully so, should be fucked with in the same way that the people who trusted them were fucked with.
I mean, yeah,
like pedophiles and child killers. It's like, fuck you. Okay. It wasn't until she was talking with members of her parole board like 5 years later that Shelby fully confessed. She admitted to having anger and substance abuse issues and that she would take it out on the baby. She said that she would angrily toss... I don't know if I should keep reading this.
I mean, do we need it?
No.
Is it bad?
Her sentence ended this past November. Steven, what are you doing? Looking back, she seemed like the type to do something crazy. I hope you enjoyed my very distant brush with murder. Keep up the excellent work. Cheers, Emily.
Emily, that is not a distant brush.
No.
You had sleepovers
you could
with
have
this girl.
Done something about it. Shaving
you.
Emily.
We accuse you, Emily.
How could you?
J'accuse.
Yeah.
Which is something someone from Montreal would say. That's a different part of Canada.
I don't know. I don't know Spanish.
Can I just say that Shelby Hochstecker or whatever that girl's last name, it was such a Canadian name when she first said it. It was so
So she's out of prison now.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that someone like that could be like into murder, like a murderino, and like be like, yeah, I love, you know, like not understand the connection between like her liking serial killers and her being a murderer
herself.
Like, she's not
herself.
Yeah, she's not.
Oh, you're just saying if she is. I was like, Emily did not do this crime.
No, not Emily. Emily's cool. Shelby Hofstetter.
Right, right.
Like, what if she's like, yeah, I'm really into serial killers. I'm like, no, you're not allowed to be into serial killers because you're a monster.
I mean, I feel like that's the typical, you know, the lack of self-awareness that your average murderer.
It's not the same thing. And I was 18 and I was in a bad place, you know, like.
Well, but here's the thing. If she got sober in jail, and then she's has to live with the thing she did on drugs, which is kill her own child. That is, I mean, we just have to look at that side too.
I just don't, but no.
I know.
Because what percent of drug addicts kill their own kids? I bet it's real small.
I bet it is really
and
small.
And so some fucking heroin addict who's like just crazy addicted might walk away from their family and kids.
No, the killing is a different area.
Yeah.
But what percentage of people who kill their children are on drugs? I bet that's kind of high.
Yeah. And like legitimately wouldn't have done it ever if that hadn't happened.
This is a bad area, Emily.
Let's read one more.
Okay.
And let's make it happy.
Yeah, let's get a good...
Can we make it happy? Let's get an upbeat murder. Let's get...
This might be good.
Okay.
Okay. I think these two pages go together. It would be kind of funny if we started one of... No, okay,
dude,
that's right.
Mix them up and let's have some fun.
Okay. Now, I haven't read through this, so...
Good.
Well, this is going to be a dice roll, but it looks pretty good. It's from Haley, and it was from January 8th of 2016. So she's like an original emailer.
Thank you.
And this is called My Mom, the Murder Magnet, an email from a reenactment actor. Mm. Oh, so I think I may have seen that there's a woman posted her pictures on Twitter. She got to play a dead body on like a CSI
like
show.
Recently?
Do you remember that, Steven? No, this was a little while ago.
No.
I would say it was like last summer.
Ooh.
And it was pretty amazing. So this might be the same person. Okay.
Cool.
I'm not going to tell you ladies how much I love the podcast because it's fucking annoying and pandering when people do that. Okay. So my mom.
No,
who's...
cut it out. No, don't read this. Fuck her. Don't fucking read this.
Haley, fuck you. Okay. So my mom, who's the dictionary definition of a sweet baby angel or angle, up to you, has somehow always had in her life been in a 5-mile radius of a serial killer. Now, I'm sure we are all always in a 5-mile radius of a serial killer, but the difference is that we don't have to know about it.
Yeah.
My mom grew up in Ellensburg, Washington, which is basically bumfuck nowhere with a state university located smack in the middle of town. I know where this is going to go.
Uh-oh.
Naturally, she went to the University of Central Washington. While she was there, Ted Bundy kidnapped and murdered Elaine Rancourt.
Oh my God.
Elaine was walking from campus to the movie theater in town, and Ted was prowling the campus, approaching girls with his arm in a sling, asking for help.
Uh-huh.
My mom was not any of these girls, but she was on campus at the time. Fast forward, my mom has moved to Kent, a suburb just south of Seattle, and lives in a house with my dad and yours truly. I don't have any memories from this house, but I specifically remember my parents constantly talking with our next door neighbor. Holy shit. Turns out my neighbor was the prosecutor. Oh, okay. My neighbor was the prosecutor on the Gary Ridgway case.
Fuck.
The Green River Killer. All those years he was meeting with my parents, he was updating them on the case and what was happening.
And they were cool as shit.
Right? While they were, where they were finding bodies. Since my mom was working paralegal at the time, I guess he thought it was okay to divulge details to her.
It's illegal.
Is that illegal?
I think so.
He was just like, they found another one down by the so-and-so.
Yeah.
How could you not gossip about that?
Oh, how could you keep it to yourself?
It went on for years.
It's like, you either tell your neighbors or your kids, like which one, pick one.
He made the right choice.
Yeah.
When I go home, there is one road we always drive down that has a ravine next to it. As a child, I always had a weird feeling about that road. And to this day, I am convinced one of his victims is down there. Now, that's just her personal feeling. Later, when I was in high school, I learned that my best friend's mom was Rich Ridgway's corrections officer.
Fuck.
She said he was very nice, but mostly kept to himself.
Yeah.
Red flag. I also had a friend in high school whose brother went crazy one night and tried to murder his entire family. After this happened, I would still go over to their house, and he was always there. That's really all I can say about
what
that.
What in the fucking fuck?
Haley, are you a compulsive liar? Finally, I think you should totally fucking appreciate this. I've been a reenactment actor on the show on ID. While my person didn't end up killing the person she stabbed, I did find her on Facebook and was able to go back through her timeline and see when these things happened.
Oh my God. That is
Haley,
so
you're out of your mind.
Cool.
You're out of your mind.
Don't say that.
Haley, we're 100%. We support you.
She might come, like, have a serial killer move in next to you.
She might come make friends with a paralegal.
Yeah, like, she's fine.
Oh, she's trying to get tickets for when we go to Oakland. She lives in Marin. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, she loves hearing us talk about the Bay. I mean, you know, now it's half Haley's show. This email is so long. Stay fucking sexy. Don't get murdered, at least until after the Oakland show. Then you're on your own. Well done.
That was great. Yeah. What if we went to Seattle? Are we going to Seattle?
Yeah.
Let's go to I really want to see what the Green Bay killer. Nope. The
Green River.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's when we go to Wisconsin. Game.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see the locations because, you know, I don't understand how picturesque it is. And I think it's pretty fucking picturesque. And
in
Green Bay.
Green River.
Oh, that reminds me. The whole Ted Bundy, he was walking with a sling and all this shit, which I feel like he must have approached like 100 women to get one because there's so many women that are like, there's so many girls that email us like, my mom.
He really did. Okay. He kind of didn't give a fuck. He would do it a lot.
He kept going. All right. So I posted this like really hot photo of Vince at like 20 years old on my Instagram the other day. And someone said, hang on. I have to read this. Okay. Her name is The K's, the C-A-Y-S. She commented, 10 out of 10 would help him carry things to his VW if his arm was in a sling.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that hits me on so many levels.
Vince is Ted Bundy hot.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's been this mini-sode.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Those were good.
Yeah. Keep writing them to us. We're at myfavoritemurder@gmail.com. Say hi to Steven when you write them because we're not.
And most of all, stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Bye.
Elvis, you want a cookie? Want a cookie?
Wow.
That's right. Bye.